We turn now to Haiti. That nation is often in the headlines for bad news. The recent deaths at sea of Haitians fleeing the country, the grinding poverty plaguing its citizens, Haiti's struggle to overcome decades of government ineffectiveness and corruption. But now Haiti claims a remarkable success story. In the last 15 years, the HIV infection rate there stabilized and then dropped. For example, in Cité-Soleil, the largest shantytown in Port-au-Prince, the U.S. Census Bureau estimates that the rate among pregnant women tested dropped from 10% in 1988 to 2% in 2004. Although Haiti continues to rank fairly high in HIV rates, the turnaround is remarkable for a nation that was once considered the Western Hemisphere's ground zero for HIV transmission in the early 1980s. Joining us to talk more about this is Judith Timian. She's the senior HIV/AIDS advisor for the U.S. Agency for International Development in Haiti, and she joins us from her office in Port-au-Prince. Thank you so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
So Judith, tell me why. Why have the HIV/AIDS rates gone down? What's Haiti doing right?
Well, Haiti has an old epidemic. It was one of the first countries where it was identified as a disease, and so therefore the Haitians have been working on the responses to this disease for a very long time. The prevention efforts at the very beginning of the epidemic, CSA in the 90s, were very intensive, were very strong, and there's been very good research. There's a lot of very good local organizations that have been involved in the implementation and an intervention since the beginning. And the U.S. government and U.S. private institutions and universities have partnered with the local organizations, and I think all together have been doing a very good job of addressing some of the issues that we know permit the transmission of the disease.
Well, like, for example, what? Are there specific groups that you've worked with, specific populations that you've targeted for this intervention? Who are they?
Some of the core, as we call the core transmitter groups, are the commercial sex workers. And I think early on, there were some very good, and there still are some very good programs to promote condom use and to promote education of clients and education of partners of the commercial sex workers. Another early on element in the transmission was unsafe bud supplies and strong efforts by the Haitian Red Cross to improve the blood supplies so that is no longer a transmission element. And then other programs are working with the youth that has a very high youth population. Youth leaders are trained in peer education and are working with their peers on prevention messages and safe sex messages. And all those things have worked quite well.
Haiti still ranks high among Western nations in terms of HIV infection rates. Do you think that you and others working in this field can get the rates down even lower, and how?
I do believe we can get the rates down lower, and I'll tell you one of the reasons why. With the recent increased funding that the U.S. government and the Global Fund for AIDS out of Geneva has provided to Haiti for care and treatment, because don't forget now that we are now identifying increasing numbers of the HIV-positive persons in this country and providing them treatment. And when you're identifying bigger and bigger percentages of the people that are positive, you can actually target them with interventions, or to encourage them not to be transmitting the disease, with you know, encouraging condom use, encouraging safe practices among couples where one is positive, one is negative, and then really increasing our efforts to prevent the transmission of HIV from mother to child when a woman's pregnant. So there are some very, very specific prevention strategies that get more and more effective as you find out who is positive in the country. I mean, identify all the positive people. Yes.
And Judith, finally, a recent report found that HIV/AIDS cases jumped 22% here in Washington, D.C., this nation's capital, since 2006. Do you think there's anything that public health officials and other officials here can learn from how Haiti has handled the disease?
I don't know too much about the whole social context and the whole transmission context of the HIV rate in D.C., but I will tell you that there is one important element of how we have been addressing, or the Haitians have been addressing, the HIV/AIDS here, and that is with a holistic approach, providing a full range of services from, of course, the health care and ARV treatment, also social, psychological, nutrition, legal counseling, and accompaniment or being with that person in their family to take their drugs. And I think that holistic approach really has a very positive effect on not only the care but of that person and the family, but also would reduce the transmission rates.
Judith Timian is the Senior HIV-AIDS Advisor for the U.S. Agency for International Development in Haiti. She joined us by phone from her office in Port-au-Prince. Judith Timian, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.